Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. You're listening to a special Other Side of the News dispatch from Something Offbeat. Every weekday, our host Mike Rogers does the special Other Side of the News feature on KRLD 1080. Now you can find them here in the Something Offbeat podcast feed.
I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News. And when was the last time you used a payphone? Yeah, it's probably been a while. Unless you live in the middle of Vermont, where they seem to be making a comeback.
There are a few areas that are populated, but then you can drive, you know, maybe 20 or 30 miles in one direction and kind of be in a cell dead zone.
Which is quite annoying for the people who live there.
They've kind of been left behind. They haven't been thought of. I don't know if there's any particular reason for that, but that's the state of affairs.
So Patrick Schlotz, an electrical engineer in the town of North Tunbridge, right in the middle of one of those dead zones, well, he got to work.
I ended up buying a payphone. I was tinkering around with it at home, playing with, you know, multiple different analog phones and trying to get something workable.
And once he did, he went straight to the town's general store.
I pitched the idea to the owners, and I said, well, you've probably never gotten a question like this, but what do you think about putting a payphone outside?
And that's how it started. Now they've got several of them installed, and more on the way. Where do you get these phones?
I've gotten mine through people donating phones to the project or internet auction sites, flea markets, stuff like that.
And how old are they? I mean, are these like rotary dials or what?
No, there's only one rotary dial phone up so far that I'm operating. But usually they range from mid to late 70s through the 1990s.
So there's definitely an element of nostalgia here, but these phones come in handy too.
The phones are getting pretty decent usage every day.
It's going so well, in fact, they may set up a few phone booths.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah, like that one. And the best part of all?
These are all free. No coins needed. Just pick up the phone and dial.
With Patrick himself picking up the costs. But that's okay. He says he got a pretty good deal.
It only amounts to a few dollars per line.
Not that he's completely off the hook. If I use one of these phones and I dial the operator, who am I going to get?
You're going to get me. So I'm the operator for right now.
But here's the thing. It's not just Vermont. You get out in the country, you're going to find those dead zones just about anywhere. So who knows? That could lead to Patrick's payphones popping up across the country.
It gets people thinking about public telephone infrastructure and how we've sort of lost what we've had. So I figure anything I can do to sort of bridge that gap, you know, that's the good I can do.
And I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News on News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Thank you so much for listening to this special Other Side of the News dispatch from the Something Offbeat podcast. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.